The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 264.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey of self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal woman on the show today. She is a documentary filmmaker and the founder of Media for Social Change, and she also has an upcoming podcast called The Real Impact, and I'm just excited to have her on and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Shuling Yong. Shuling, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me on today. Well, yep, my name is Shuling Yong. I do documentary films, mainly helping people tell their stories through the power of video. I'm just really passionate about using my skills in film and video for positive change.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Shuling, what's your cultural background?
I was born and raised in Singapore in a Chinese family, a small Chinese family. My parents and my brother, they moved to Singapore from Malaysia. And basically, when I turned 21, I was lucky enough to land a scholarship to study radio, TV, and film at Northwestern University in the U.S. And I kind of fell in love with documentary film here. So 8 years on, I'm still here in Chicago, still proud to represent Singapore, and you know, still working to make a difference through the power of film and video.
I love it. Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I'll share one that's been close to my heart all through my life. It came at a time where I was feeling extremely stressed. So I had just been awarded this, you know, big scholarship to study anywhere in the world and was suddenly thrust into the media spotlight. So I had like journalists and friends and family everywhere. They were sending me congratulations, asking me what I was going to do next. And then I was just feeling all this pressure to, you know, try and give big, impressive answers. And then that feeling of fear would set in. You know, I'd hear voices in my head saying like, what if I can't live up to all these expectations of me? Or what if I'm just really one big imposter? You know, so I was really afraid of being not good enough. And this quote really helped change my perspective. It was adapted from a passage in a book by Marianne Williamson. So it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own lights shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Powerful stuff.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote. You know, it's a really good one. And, you know, I just love that part where it says, you know, you're playing small doesn't serve anybody, which is so true. And, you know, especially growing up, you know, in an Asian culture, it's like we've been told to, you know, not rock the boat, don't do anything too big. And, you know, because it's just, you know, as our parents, they love us. They don't want us to fail as to, you know, they just don't want to see their kids get hurt. But, I mean, in life, we're gonna go through challenges. We're going to go through hurdles that our parents cannot protect us from. So, you know, it's okay if we go through these hard times because it's going to make us, you know, bigger and better and be the person that we're meant to be. So, you know, I really love that Marianne Williamson quote. It's just like, you know, when you're having a bad day, you can go to that and say, you know what, I am enough. I am strong. I can go out there and do amazing things. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Well, I think self-confidence really starts with awareness, you know, awareness of your gifts, your talents, your strengths. And then self-confidence can really blossom once you start to consistently put in the work to develop those strengths, you know, until you're prepared to take on the challenges that will come your way.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think awareness is a huge part of confidence, right? If you're not aware of half the things that are going on in your life or why you are where you are today, then, you know, you'll never know where to go next or how to grow or become better. And when you realize there's certain situations that happened to you in the past that you know, made you the person that you are today, it'll give you that big, oh my gosh, I can't believe I never saw this, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what's the next step? So, you know, I think awareness is huge, especially when you're in personal development. You know, that's probably more than half the work. So great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Growing up in Singapore, my parents were never the most expressive of people. You know, there were no hugs, no kisses, no I love yous. They mainly showed their love by like putting an extra piece of chicken on my plate at dinner. And, you know, similarly, when it came to my performance in school and life, you know, they never really said things like, oh, you did such a great job, or I'm so proud of you, or you're such a good leader or runner or musician, right? And because, you know, I mentioned a big part of self-confidence stems from positive feedback and reinforcement, I spent a lot of my early years being unaware of all that I was capable of achieving. And all the way till I was 14, I just really blended in with the rest of my classmates. I didn't seek out any leadership roles, didn't challenge myself with extracurricular activities. You know, it was mainly because I didn't think I was good at anything. Yeah, that's kind of what life was like.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all can relate. You know, it's just like we want to try something, but sometimes we're afraid because, you know, we never know if we can do something, or we're afraid that we might get laughed at if we make a mistake. Not realizing it's okay to make a mistake, because I mean, especially if you've never done it before, you're gonna make a mistake, right? Whether
yeah.
it's doing a video, or you know, starting a podcast, or even just running, you're gonna fall, and all, you know, you just keep on getting back up. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you are more than enough, you can go there and do amazing things, and you know, have that confidence to go out there and do it?
Yeah, I remember, you know, one time when I was 12 years old and I was sitting in my English class, and my teacher, she paused the lesson halfway to gesture to another teacher who was walking by. She asked her to come on over, and the two teachers met at the front door and they started whispering and looking at me. And I was thinking, oh man, what have I done? You know, am I in trouble or something? And before I knew it, you know, my teacher, she called my name. My heart started pounding, swallowed hard, and she said, stand up and read page 29 out loud. You know, and I hesitated for a moment, but, you know, like an obedient student, I did as I was told. And when I was done reading that passage, my teacher turned to the teacher who was visiting, and she said, there, told you she speaks well. And at that moment it clicked, you know, I was wondering in my head, you know, wait a minute. Did my English teacher just single me out in front of my entire class to show off my speaking skills to another teacher? Turns out they were looking for a student to MC the upcoming school concert, and I was asked to take the gig. But man, did that moment do wonders for my self-confidence. You know, I was beaming for days. And once I realized that there was something that others could see that I was good at, it went on to shape some of my major decisions that I made in life, like decision to want to become a radio DJ and study mass communication in polytechnic. It gave me so much drive to work hard to become the best. And I think that's, you know, really what contributed to getting that scholarship to help me come all the way to the US to study at Northwestern.
I think that's amazing. And it's amazing how one person who can believe in you can really change your life. You know, and they can just see that potential in you, because sometimes you don't see it in yourself. I mean, you know, I go through it too. People tell me all these things and I'm like, I don't know what you see.
Exactly.
Like, I don't get it. Right? And you know, it's great to have people, you know, you surround yourself with who are there to lift you up, especially when you have days where you just feel like you want to eat ice cream and watch Netflix all day. You know, to tell you, like, I believe in you. You have this magic that nobody else has, and you can go out there and do, you know, the most amazing things ever. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
I'm a lot different from that 12-year-old kid in that classroom. You know, now I take on the attitude of, if it feels scary, do it harder. Because as an adult, you know, no teacher is going to be telling you what you're capable of. You know, you've got to put yourself out there and try new things. Yeah, I'll never forget being part of this thing called the fear experiment. Basically, adults get to choose one art form that scares them. And I chose to do comedy improv because all my life I've had such difficulty just speaking off the top of my head. And the catch was, we had to sign up alone. We had to learn with 20 other strangers for 3 months how to do this comedy improv art form and then perform in front of a live audience of 700 people at the end. Yeah, so that was super crazy, but, you know, one of the best feelings to have people actually, like, laughing and enjoying your performance, and then you realizing that, you know, that wasn't so hard after all.
I love it. I think that's an amazing experiment. I mean, especially going up in front of 700 people. I mean, you can just imagine, like, your heart's pumping. You don't know what to expect. You don't know if people are going to, you know, enjoy the performance or not. But that's what confidence is all about, too. It's just feeling that fear and doing it anyway. And realizing, yeah, it's not as bad as we think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the stories we tell in our heads is just, like, so crazy that's like, it hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, you know, I'm glad you're able to, you know, just take fear and just punch it in the face. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I'd say do what scares you, because you never know what you'll discover about yourself.
I love it. It's so true. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I mean, I think that's one of the best ways to grow as a person and be stronger, just to just face your fears. And you know, sometimes it just looks really big. It's just like, oh my God, how am I going to tackle this? But really, you know, fear is all in your head. The moment you just take action, it's just that greatest feeling in the world. It's like, what can I do next? What can I tackle on next? So thanks for that awesome tip. And Shuling, if our listeners want to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or maybe you want to check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, sure. So if you want to learn a little bit about what I do through film and video, my website is mediaforsocialchange.com. And if you want to check out my upcoming podcast, it's called Real Impact Podcast. That's R-E-E-L, impactpodcast.com. And of course, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Yongshuling. That's Yongshuling.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Shuling, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Shuling's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Shuling for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Gina. This was great.
Not a problem. It was an honor to have you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.